Okay, my friends. So today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we are doing the impossible. Step right up. The impossible is about to happen because today we are going to read a book. And not just any book. Oh no, my friends, today's book is the book that did not want to be read. And this is an experience by David Sundin and read today by Mommy and... What is your name?
Chai Maximum.
Chai Maximum.
Chai Maximum, that's a.k.a. Really
cool. That's a cool name. Are you ready for your book?
Chai Aximum, a.k.a. The Avatar
Aim. I'm into it. Well, I'm so glad that you're with me because today's story, this book by David Sundin, has been translated by a man named B.J. Woodstein because the book was not originally written in the language in which I am speaking. No, this book was originally written in Swedish, I believe. So let's find out what it's all about. Are you ready? Once upon a time, there was a child who couldn't fall asleep, so the child asked a grown-up, "Can you please read me a book?" And the grown-up said, "Of course I can." And the grown-up shouldn't have done that, because the child had found a very special book. A book that did not want to be read. And it did all it could so that it wouldn't be. And the story about that book starts now. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Here we go. Let's turn the page. Oh, it's hard to... Okay. It started with the book being transformed into a steering wheel, and the grown-up had to steer with it. The grown-up steered to the right. And to the left. "Beep, beep," said the grown-up, pressing the steering wheel. Wow, that was a lot of work. Then they arrived. But then new words appeared in the book. Words no one had ever heard of before. What? It suddenly got very blurred to read the book. There was a blattle that crackled ploish. Poish? Yes. Poish. The grown-up had never before had to read a book that was so awkward. The grown-up checked to see if the child had fallen asleep. No, not yet. It must keep reading then. Oh, then the dog's party was finished. Everyone wanted to spling to the marmalady. They all got marmalade in their flurbenflod in the lorfer. Plink, clum, flattle, throttles, nowboy, yabby, yabby, blab, blolly, blolly, god, yab, nab.
Chicken butt?
Basically. The grown-up sighed loudly. Now the grown-up wished that they could have a regular, read regular books with regular words. A book that wanted to be read. Why am I reading this? And then the book grew wings. Flap, flap, help! It started flap, flapping, flapping around like a bird. And the grown-up had to hold on tight to the book so it wouldn't fly out of the window. And the grown-up had to lie on the book and count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
10. What is going on with this book? This might be the worst book we've ever read in our whole lives. Then the grown-up checked to see if the book was behaving any better. So far, so good. Oh no, it wasn't! Because now the text got smaller and smaller and smaller, and you could hardly read what it said in the book. You had to look very closely. You don't look that smart when you're looking at a book so closely. I can't read that. But then the text got bigger again. Bigger and bigger and bigger.
And bigger!
What the heck?
So big.
Okay, behave, book. This book is problematic. Suddenly, there was a picture of a rabbit that did not have anything to do with anything. Hi there, the grown-up said to the rabbit. Ha ha, the grown-up didn't understand that it wasn't a real rabbit. It was just a picture. Oh, you cutie patootie, said the grown-up, petting the picture of the rabbit. And then the grown-up whispered to the child what the name of the rabbit was, so quietly that no one could hear it. Okay, ready? And then it said that it was the end of the book, and you absolutely weren't allowed to turn the page. Oh, well then it must be that. What? But the grown-up and the child turned the page anyway, and the book started to close. Oh no, the book is closing. Stop it. The grown-up had to grip it really hard so the book wouldn't close. Come on, fight it.
You.
Whoa. Man, I'm getting a workout. Then the grown-up started hearing music that no one else could hear. Oh. And instead of reading, the grown-up had to sing. Oh, how I love to read this book. This is the best book I have ever read. Why won't the child sleep? Is it because I'm singing? Oh, Papalula. How nicely I sing. The grown-up said, and the child just shook their head. Wait a minute, this book is starting to feel a little warm. Warm, ow! Oh no, the book is on fire! Ouch! It burns if you touch here. Ouch! Or if you touch here. Now we have to blow. Help me blow, said the grown-up. Whoosh! Well done. And now, maybe we'll have some peace and quiet, thought the grown-up. Maybe the book will be more like a regular book now. A book that wants to be read, but no. Because now the words were disappearing out of the book. So the grown-up just had to make up words whenever they were missing. Have fun. Oh, no. Once upon a time, there was an outstanding
monster
who had to go to
a kingdom.
On the way there,
he ran into an ogre.
And then
the ogre
and a green banjo
smacked the ogre.
That
then fell down.
Then
the monster
tried to
get into the castle.
And it went
underground to get into the castle easier.
Well, but wait. Didn't it smell a little
icky
here? It wasn't
that bad.
That had
a nether stinker monster.
Then
the stinker monster digged so fast.
And
almost poked a hole in the castle and made the castle stink.
And they lived happily for...
Never.
Do we have to go on? Asked the grown-up.
Yes, we do, said the child.
Oh, man. I'm so scared of turning this page. Help! Ah! All of a sudden, all the A's had suddenly changed into O's. Thought was not funny, sighed the grown-up. What if an old quarter comes and I must scream, watch out for the oligotor. Maybe no one could hear me, owned. They would be eaten by the oligotor. Bad news. Very bad. And sad. Really sad. People would get eaten. It's a huge problem. But finally, after a picture of a hat, when the grown-up had struggled and struggled and struggled and made things up and sung and fought and struggled and blown and read and steered and struggled and struggled and struggled, then the child said, I want to go to sleep now. Good night. And so the grown-up said, good night, my darling. And then it was... Yeah. Or was it... No, it was definitely not the end. Oh, no. What is going on? The two-headed skeleton says, ha-ha, got you. Why? What's the next page? The book? Suddenly? Oh, my gosh. So it became, started to run words in around, difficult to read. Wait a minute, let me try that again. The book... suddenly became difficult to read. So it started became suddenly... Oh, I can't make sense of this, can you?
Turn the page.
Oh, and then the text turned into a rectangle and the grown-up had to turn the book around to read it. And it was tricky when the book first ended up this way... and then this way, because the book was upside down. So do you know which way to turn the pages? The text spun all the way around. Another spin, said the child. Oh, no, I think not. I'm very dizzy now. And then the end finally came, and the child and the grown-up had to promise to absolutely not read it one more time, because the book was a bit annoyed that it had to be read, even though it hadn't wanted to be, and it needed to rest. And by the way, what was the name of that grown-up? What is the name of that rabbit again? The grown-up asked. You don't remember?
What was it?
And then the grown-up said to the child, don't forget that you're the best you can be, whatever you want to be. I love you. Hugs and kisses. Sweet dreams. And then I think there was probably lots of kisses from the grown-up to the child. At least that's how it is when I put you to bed, right? Snuggles and cuddles and kisses. Wow, what a story, I tell ya. We barely made it through it. Everyone, you gotta get a copy of this. I'm gonna put it on my Amazon affiliates page. You gotta go get it, because it is a humdinger of a story. And it is also...
the end.
The end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month.
So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.